Today, the world is demanding more of products and packaging. They need to meet consumer demands, be sustainable, and travel through different channels. Simply put, companies that make things need to respond faster than ever to change. So let's go beyond the shelf to understand how industry leaders in food and beverage, beauty, CPG, industrials, and more are driving innovation in their products and packaging. Hello, and welcome to Beyond the Shelf, the product and packaging podcast, where we interview the people behind the amazing products we use every day. And this next guest fits that to a bill. I am joined by Matt Kreider. He is the Vice President of R&D and New Product Development at Lacerta Group. You may have never heard of them, but I guarantee you've used their products, and he'll talk more about that. Matt has more than 30 years of experience in packaging engineering in both food and beauty industries, my personal two favorite industries. Before joining Lacerta Group, he held the roles of Global SVP for R&D Laboratory and Engineering Services at Arcade Beauty and Vice President of Engineering at Graham Packaging. Lacerta Group LLC has been a leading provider of innovative thermoformed packaging solutions since 1993. Their reputation is built on product integrity, excellent customer service, sustainability, and speed to market, all things people care about, which we're going to dive into here. Lacerta provides packaging and storage solutions for food processors and supermarkets. They offer a comprehensive product portfolio of PET packaging, sustainable packaging, and in-house design capabilities. Their capabilities include design and engineering, prototyping, mold making and tooling, thermoforming, extrusion, and printing in their own facilities. Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
We're live at Spec Summit, and I wanted to pull you aside because I really appreciate companies that are behind the scenes, if you will. And so, you know, I remember when I first knew Lacerta was going to be a customer, and I looked up your products and I thought, oh, I know exactly what you guys do. But for those not familiar, can you explain in a little bit more layman's terms where we can see your packaging in the wild?
Sure. So our package can be found usually in the perimeter of any grocery store or grab and go, like in Wawa, 7-Elevens, those types of things, or fresh produce, fresh sandwiches, fresh products go into type of PET clamshells or tamper evident, those type of packages. So all your fruits, your lettuces, your spinaches, all that stuff on the perimeter fresh side is typically where our product line is.
Well, as soon as you said Wawa, you were speaking my language as a Philadelphia native. I have gotten many a grab and go, and also as a relatively on the go person. And the grab and go concept, especially very innovative, mm-hmm. wasn't always the case. So the idea is, you know, if you're doing ranch and carrots, you know, the packaging is going to kind of allow you to have a dip, right?
Correct.
And so how do there's so much innovation happening in packaging. Where do you see the industry going, and what are your customers asking for these days?
Well, so obviously the buzzword now is sustainability and being able to have a package and still maintain the requirement and shelf life of products. Everybody's pushing that, you know, 3 to 5 day to 7 day product line to maintain freshness, maintain, you know, a good looking product. So you have to keep that in mind. It was touched a little bit on this morning during some of the presenters. And that's really the key is to be able to be innovative and then be able to also be sustainable. All of our package obviously is recyclable. We supply anywhere from our stock has at minimum 10% PCR, but we can go all the way up to 100% based on the product line and the customer requirement to help their ESG goals. So, you know, Lacerta's key is that we truly make things from the conception all the way through to the market. And typically that life cycle is 6 to 8 weeks. It's extremely fast. And with that is really why I started to look at, originally I looked at SpecRite as a stage gate NPD process, and then quickly realized, you know, as I got more comfortable with Lacerta and understanding what they had currently in specs and did data management and all that kind of stuff, that we needed to like quickly shift a little bit to make sure that the master data was collected correctly, to make sure the bombs. So we ended up with a system that not only helps me go speed to market, the right the right way the first time, it also allows to make sure that when we hand it off to the operations team, they know exactly what they're doing every time.
I just want to go back to the 6 to 8 weeks. You guys are like the Zara of packaging.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, Zara pioneered fast fashion. It was the idea that they could go from a trend on the runway to in like having their own design in stores in 6 to 8, in almost like the same amount of time frame. And that's unheard of in the industry. Yeah. The fact that you all can do that, I'm not surprised given it seems like the culture around innovation, right? So the way you're thinking about your data as the foundation for rapid product development is on the leading edge. Mm-hmm. You've been in the industry for, you know, 30 years. Is that a shift you've seen?
Well, I don't, it's not a shift for Lacerda. The two founders really focused on recyclability. The company was originally founded on a recyclable product. And then it shifted into what we use the methodology of RAD. So it's a rapid application development. So we use that every day to make sure that when we have a custom container or even a stock container, that will be a stock container, that we can push it through everything. I mean, typically within a week, you'll have prototypes, signed drawings to go, and we're cutting metal.
So it's in your DNA,
yeah,
this rapid definitely. Change. Yep. Oh, I love that. And then you're just building the tools and processes that support that.
Correct.
You've had one of the things I love about packaging is it touches every industry. And you've worked across multiple industries, mm-hmm. food, beauty. Are there more similarities than meets the eye?
I was actually just talking to a colleague about that the products may be different, but the path that you go and to get there is really following the same rules and the same stage gates. You may be launching something completely different. It really is immaterial once you understand really fundamentally what's the first step and what's the last step. And those steps are they're unique, but they're still the same step.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because as I reflect on it, they're both managed by the FDA. They're both regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. And both of these industries have seen a lot of legislation. Mm-hmm. You can't get away from it. So when, you know, on the beauty side, the MOCRA, the Modernization of Cosmetics Regulation Act, has really demanded a lot of digitization and modernization of processes and visibility of data for consumer safety and other means. Food had it with FSMA, the Food Safety Modernization Act. What's funny is, these regulations are often enacted and people think, I have years to worry about this. Seems like that's coming due, especially on the food side. FSMA was passed long enough ago where like the time's run out.
Right.
So where do you see the industry today as it comes to dealing with these challenges?
We'll be right back. Speaking of innovation, is your team spending more time chasing data than on new product and packaging development? SpecRite can help. With our specification data management platform, you can streamline project management, quickly build out BOMs, and forecast both the profitability and sustainability of your products. Go to specrite.com to learn more. Now back to the show.
So we have to make sure that the data is correct and that you're ahead of the data or ahead of the regulation to be able to report it. Some of the ones that are coming out obviously are dealing with sustainability and the percent of making sure that it has recycled content. And obviously there's other ones in there that you don't the black color for carbon and all that kind of stuff kind of falls in that. You just need to make sure that when you're growing your systems, that you're looking ahead and that you're thinking what you could use or what you need to use 2 years down the road. And the way things are moving now, you don't have 2 years down the road. I mean, if you look at, the recent New Jersey law where every package needed to have 10%, that wasn't years, right? You don't have years. Yes, some folks have, you know, a longer period of time to be able to prove that they meet that regulation. But as soon as it's passed, it's pretty much you have to own it and get on it. And fortunately, if you kind of knew where things were going, you would already have that data. You just need to be able to convey it.
Yeah, you brought up one of the many joys for packaging engineers. Kevin Davis was talking about it earlier, which is that every country And even in the US, every state is deciding to do something different, which Absolutely. We love for them. So, you know, Spain is different than Italy, you know, New Jersey. I've never even heard of the New Jersey one, and yet I'm not surprised. Yeah. And so it just seems to me, if you're a packaging person, there's just no way you can comply with all these different requirements unless you're managing data dynamically. Because I just can't imagine. Do you feel like you're going to be better prepared to deal with whatever's thrown at you because you're managing that robust live data?
Always makes me nervous. I'm very, very, very conservative to make sure that the data is truthful and reliable of what is indicative to what we're doing. But I think that with the systems and with the way that we're using SpecWrite in particular will allow us to grow and start to add on different items to fully benefit the company and protect the company. So when something does come up, we heard that things were happening in Jersey, but we really didn't know what was going on. Obviously, California led stuff that said, hey, from an industry standpoint, you needed to be 25%, you know, from what you do. But you really have to work now that's from a truly global. Canada's playing a big part in the U.S. regulations. And then each state obviously has their own. I mean, New York's one of them that has their own recycle streams and things that you have to do to say, I just can't say that. You know, my package is recyclable because it may not be where the end product is being used.
That's a great point.
You have to do your homework. It's complicated. It's complex. But if you use and set up the system correctly to make sure that you're getting the data, whether you need the data today, you most definitely might need it tomorrow.
Yeah. If you do your homework, you're likely going to be disillusioned. So tread lightly. I know there's been times where I'm like, oh, I'm recycling this. And I look it up and I'm like, oh, no, my municipality is not actually. So I don't know why they have me sorting it. But that's a conversation for another time. We launched an exciting partnership today with How to Recycle. One of the things you mentioned early on is like the recyclability of your products. But oftentimes when we go study consumer behavior, consumers don't actually, you know, consumers haven't studied packaging. They don't know how to sort stuff. They don't know how to dispose of stuff. So, you know, what do you think about How to Recycle? Are you excited about the idea of connecting, you know, the data between systems to kind of drive, you know, that ease of use for consumer and helping them make the right decision?
Absolutely. The next generation really does care about the planet, and they're really putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak. And they're tech savvy enough to know that, hey, when I see a barcode, when I see, you know, a matrix, that it's just click and it'll tell me what I need to do, or it'll tell me more about the information. My generation, right? Not so tech savvy. It took a lot of communication, but with each, you know, development, it's interesting that what took, you know, many, many years is now taking just a couple months. Mm. And as it continues to grow, what's really taken a couple months, really, as we learned more today, you know, it could take 30 seconds and you reach, you know, a couple hundred thousand people.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that it's preparing us for the next, whether it gets us fully there, it may not, but at least we're continuing to evolve and continue with it.
And these are complex problems. I don't want to minimize that. You know, when you look at food, there's so many different angles, and we like to look at the holistic system, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I think Kitty from Taylor Farms talked a little bit about this. You know, the salad can last 2 weeks, right? And be a little less sustainable packaging, but then the food's probably not going to be thrown away. So you have to look at, are you having, you know, are you preserving shelf life and then having less food waste?
Right.
There's so many different ways to analyze the impact of products. And, you know, do you think it's important to take that holistic view?
I think you have to. And I think that what's helping that become more clear is the corporations actually setting their own ESG. So you can really understand where their focus is, whether it's, you know, greenhouse gases, whether it's water, or whether it's, you know, emissions or something else that's important to them. you'll have a lot of different packaging is complicated. And you have a lot of different avenues that you can go to try and steer and help the customer or help the end user find out really what is the most important thing that they want. Whether, you know, if it's forestry, right? You have a different avenue of what you might want the package to do. If it's water, it's definitely a different avenue of what, and based on materials composition and all that other fun stuff that you have to do for product development.
Yeah. Well, in addition to consumers demanding more and wanting more, and listen, I'm in my mid-30s and I have friends that compost. I mean, they're like, we're in it. Like, this is the one planet, right? And I'm like, that's awesome. And then they're yelling at me. They're like, you can't compost this. You got to, I'm like, oh, okay. There's all these rules, right? Of what you can and can't compost. Right. So I'm learning. But one of the interesting things is that it's always changing. So what's right today, you know, might change. There might be a new material tomorrow. There might be a different, you know, regulation tomorrow. But what's interesting is we're not just seeing the consumers demand it. We're seeing the governments demand it. And I hinted about that earlier. But what's really interesting me is not to look externally from the organization, but internally, I'm taking an accounting class right now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I have my intro to accounting. They're talking about global taxation. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm just going to sit through this, right? The last 30 minutes, Matt, were all about ESG reporting in my intro to accounting class. And my professor was saying that financial reporting is going to go beyond the accounting books. And he literally I took a picture and I was sending it to everybody. On his slide, it said, the CFO is going to be responsible for reporting on product and packaging data and product lifecycle data. And I thought, oh my gosh, like, this is coming into the corporate governance model where a CFO wants to know his data for accounting is as good as the data for his products and packaging.
Correct.
You know, is that something you think is going to continue to increase?
Oh, absolutely. It has to, because that, as you start to see and you start to get more and more confidence in making the claims based on it, then there's a liability associated with directly goes into the impact of accounting. And there's also from an accounting standpoint, the financial roll-up of what exactly all of this means, and you have to be able to make accurately assess what you're not only, you know, 30, 60, 90 days are doing, but ultimately what your 3-5 year and 7-year plans are. Yeah. So it's definitely going to get more and more integrated. And right now, packaging is kind of driving. It's kind of that first step, but it's only the first step. Everything has to go through and start to touch every piece of that life cycle from what that product reaches out to.
Yeah, I've said it before. I'll say it again. What an exciting time to be in the packaging industry. Mm-hmm. What an exciting time to be elevated within your organization and getting a seat at the table where packaging typically has not been seen as a strategic function. It's been seen as an enabling function. Right. So I think with great challenges comes great opportunity. How do you think packaging professionals can prepare for some of these new responsibilities?
Do your homework, stay engaged, understand kind of what, even if it's not directly related to your industry, understand what's happening to your sister and brother side, because it's ultimately going to flow through. The thing about packaging is packaging is used across every industry, right? So you can kind of get a feel of what may be happening in just the cosmetic world or maybe happening in the food and beverage world. You'll typically get that. You could pick up that nuance just from the automotive side, having to do certain regulations like, well, wait a minute, it kind of makes sense. I need to start looking more and more into that. So just stay connected. Obviously, go out and get other folks' opinion across all the industry, right? And look for those experts, and that way you'll be better. You'll set yourself up better to say, kind of as an executive leader, you need to kind of say, where are we going to go? And that question's asked a lot to say, where do you think this is going? Maybe right or maybe wrong, right? But at least you can say, I'm starting to feel this way. right? And we should probably start looking at these solutions so we can stay ahead of it.
That's spot on, Matt. And we've heard a lot of that today at Summit. We've heard people from industrials, food and beverage, you know, gosh, in that cross industry collaboration, you know, people always say, why do you have so many different industries? And I'm like, it's all the same problem at the end of the day. They all use packaging and raw materials. And, you know, you have formulas for cosmetics and for food and beverage.
Right.
You do. Right. So many of the methodologies are the same, even though the products are different. Right. And to me, that's there's very few industries where you can meld this kind of cross industry collaboration and really learn from one another. And that's why I love Summit. So excited to have you on the podcast, Matt. Thank you. I know we got to get you back to the session. So we're going to do one more rapid fire.
All right.
So this is one of my personal favorite segments called Kill, Keep, Change.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three products. Matt's never heard of them. He's going to have to keep one, kill one, change one. Okay. So I have three things for you. I have Ziploc bags, lunch boxes, and face wash. So Ziploc bags, lunch boxes, face wash. You got to keep one, kill one, change one.
So I would kill face wash.
As someone in the beauty industry, you would kill? Say, go on.
Because I kind of know the inside. I know what they're doing, and they have a good head on their shoulders, so to speak.
Okay.
And so the next two, I would like to change the lunch box. And the third one was to keep the Ziploc.
Okay. Wow. So, this podcast is great for hot takes. I didn't see the face wash one coming. But Matt, thank you so much for sharing all your expertise with us. And thank you so much for coming to Spec Summit.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Beyond the Shelf is presented by SpecRite, the first cloud-based platform for specification management. Say goodbye to spreadsheets, share drives, and legacy systems, and digitize your specs in a secure single source of truth. With SpecRite, you can easily share and collaborate on specs with other departments and across your entire supply chain network. Taking a spec-first approach enables you to accelerate product and packaging development, go to bid faster, report on sustainability, and ultimately spend less time chasing data and more time making amazing things. To learn more, visit specrite.com. That's SPECRIGHT.com.